Business Hour continues.
Binge viewing increasingly popular in recent years. TV viewers can watch hours and hours of a particular show to catch up. Now cable operator Comcast is testing new technology to capture that audience by inserting current commercials into past episodes of TV shows available on demand. We're talking about it with returning guest Tom Lyson, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program. Tell us how this is going to work. You're going to watch these hours of one of the episodes, Mad Men or something else like that, and they'll be putting in commercials.
Absolutely. It's eyeballs, and that's all that counts in the media world, is capturing those eyeballs. And viewing habits have changed. We've talked about this several times here on the Noon Business Hour, that young people and maybe even not so young people binge watch their favorite shows, or discover shows they've never seen before, or catch up on programs that others have turned them on to through social media. And those eyeballs are laying there consuming that programming, and this is now an attempt to monetize it.
And right now it's only network TV shows, but you expect that this is going to expand?
Right. Right now this is in testing with NBC, which obviously makes complete sense with Comcast doing the testing. They've got vertical integration there. But ABC and CBS are said to be interested in this as well. My question for this is, doesn't this open up a new battle over compensation? I can get NBC monetizing the reruns and the old content. I put old in quotes there, but the non-first run content on a cable system and monetizing that they own. What about the other guys? Aren't they going to want to get a piece of that action? I think that's going to be one of the interesting things we're going to be watching about this going forward.
When you say the other guys, you mean the other viewing suppliers, whether it's Time Warner or Discovery or Dish? Are you talking about the content providers themselves?
I think the content providers, Sharon, that's a good question, because, yes, obviously, if you're spending the time and the energy and the resources to create that content, and, again, somebody else is turning around and selling the time into it, you're going to want a piece of that.
Is this now, obviously, this by being able to watch on demand the current TV shows in binge fashion has a great advantage, but if you're willing to wait a couple of months, you're going to be able to see pretty much this same stuff on Netflix, Amazon, and similar non-cable providers, are you not?
Possibly, and it all depends on how those agreements are reached and how the compensation is worked out. You know, it's all about chasing the eyeballs here and how they relate to the almighty dollar. One of the interesting things about this is the fact that you have to remember, too, Sherman, is that you can only monetize that which you can count. So Nielsen is a big part of the back end of this whole deal. They're able to count and to meter this traffic, and because of that, it can be monetized. So that's another big question that you have to ask yourself is, well, it may be able to be seen somewhere else, but can that be counted? If the answer is no, it can't be monetized. If the answer is yes, there's an ROI on it.
As you watch the industry, Tom, are you seeing any pressures that might challenge the ability of subscribers now to DVR a program onto hard disk and fast forward through the commercials?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the interesting things that Comcast is also experimenting with is downloading to buy movies. And so, yeah, the question comes up, is this something that you really want to enable people to do? And there have been some big fights over this functionality of DVRs, which may be, an enemy that the cable providers have created that destroys themselves. They're actually trying to back some of the functionality out of it now. You're not able to fast forward, as you mentioned, and you're going to see more of that. And there have been battles with, you know, tools like the Hopper and other things that have kind of negated that ability to count. So
well,
I do think that's an issue that's going forward. Sure.
I think the Hopper has survived some legal challenges already. I think that's a Dish product, as I recall. Tom, thanks for being with us today. Tom Lyson in Seattle, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv.